Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Huffy, looking, Flowers, the best match, chased down, knocked out, Patriots recover, it was Caleb on Chaseon, who came from behind and forced the fumble.
Huge play last night by Caleb on Chaseon, because remember, Pats are in the driver's seat, but haven't wrapped anything up at that point in time. You got the Kyle Williams touchdown, you got the Stevenson touchdown, but you still have the Ravens with the football, and about 2 minutes to go. That was coming right out of the two-minute warning. Great play by the Patriots defense there to force a fumble, get it back to the Pats, who then ran out the clock situationally. Stevenson stays in bounds, Drake May slides before the end zone, and the Patriots get a 28-24 victory. We've been talking about it all day long here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Monday. No Keefe today. Mego in, taking you up until 2 o'clock with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. I think last night was important too, Mego, and not that Baltimore is a great team, right? I mean, Baltimore is sitting here as a team that's probably not going to the postseason without a lot going their way, and I think that would need Pittsburgh would need to lose to the Browns this week. Ravens would have to win out. They play each other in Week 18. They're also a game below 500, 7-8. Outside of Buffalo, that's pretty much all the Patriots wins this year. A team like Baltimore, Tampa Bay is under 500 now. I thought that was a great win. Carolina is over 500 now.
It's not the Patriots' fault that these teams go on to be bad, okay?
Kate,
you can't blame the Patriots for that.
It's not.
It just ages the games in a weird way.
But at least you got to win those games, right? If the Ravens aren't great and they're 7-8, don't lose to that team. Beat up on them. And so I was reading Bill Barnwell here earlier today. He says, and you heard some of this on the broadcast last night too, Pro Football Reference has this as one of the 10 easiest schedules since the merger in 1970. It's the easiest schedule in the NFL this year. And so Barnwell went through all those 10 different teams, and here's how they fared in the postseason, okay? So the 1970 Dolphins, for instance, went 10-4 since the merger. Went 10-4. They lost in the divisional round of the postseason. Okay, the 99 Rams, greatest show on turf, and the 1970 Baltimore Colts both won the Super Bowl, and they had extremely easy schedules that year. The 91 Bills, keg on offense, lost in the Super Bowl in 1991. You have the 75 Vikings that made the divisional round. The Bucks and Jags, 79 and 99, both lost in the conference championship. The 2007 Seahawks lost in the divisional round. The 72 Dolphins won the Super Bowl. They went undefeated. Pretty good team. And the Patriots are next up there. So you have, what, 1, 2, 3 Super Bowl winners and another team that lost in the Super Bowl.
4 Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah. So that's, I guess I keep going back to that. I don't care all that much about how easy the schedule's been. And I don't think it's going to foreshadow much going forward. However, just get ready for it. If they lose at home if they get the one seed and lose at home on divisional weekend to Buffalo, or they lose to the Jags or something like that, you're going to get that thrown in your face. Hell, they might win a championship like the Celtics did, and you're going to hear about how easy the schedule is. I don't think as many people will care about that. It's going to get thrown in your face if you can't get it done, but it doesn't mean you can't get it done. The 99 Rams did, the 70 Colts did, the undefeated Dolphins in 72 did, and an additional team, the 91 Bills, got to a Super Bowl. So it doesn't predict anything about how far the Patriots are going to go.
So that's kind of what I was saying earlier, where you're going to talk about Mahomes being on a weird team that wasn't really going anywhere even before he tore his ACL. You're going to talk about Joe Burrow's injury and the Lamar Jackson not being himself and the AFC just being in a weird year that allowed for the Patriots to, for at least Drake May, to be so heavily involved in the MVP conversation. But my question to you is, like, do you feel like the Patriots are as good as their record indicates? Or do you think that, like, just from a talent and execution and coaching perspective, honestly, do you feel like this is a 12-win caliber team?
No.
Or do you think they've gotten a lot of luck along the way?
Well, I think they've gotten luck, but I think you might get more going forward. I mean, you just highlighted this. Do I think they're a 12-3 team based on their talent level? I mean, outside of Drake May, no. My answer to that would be no. But they have an absurdly easy schedule, and look at the playoff field. I mean, you don't have Mahomes to deal with. You're probably not going to have Lamar to deal with. Burrow's not going to the postseason. So it's kind of the Bills as the one quote-unquote scary team in the AFC, and you already beat them. So, look, I wouldn't want to have to go to Denver, but I think the Broncos are a beatable team. I know the Jaguars beat the Broncos last year. They don't scare me. The Chargers don't scare me. Pat's already lost to Pittsburgh earlier this year. That team doesn't scare me.
God, I hate that team. I hate that team and the Eagles. Those are the two teams that I just hate. I hate watch. And when I hate watch the Eagles, it's like watching paint dry. But I hate watching both those teams. And if the Patriots see the Steelers in the playoffs, I just want it to be like over with as quickly as possible. Like, just get it over with. Get them out. I don't want that team to go deep at all. They are so awful for me to watch.
Yeah, I mean, they're not a fun watch. I agree with that. But I guess my point is, all right, maybe you're lucky to be 12-3. Maybe. Or at least, like, most years, I wouldn't feel like this level of talent would win you 12 games. I'd acknowledge all that. But then I'd also say, but this is a year to seize on that. It's not, oh, well, they're building towards something, and if they don't win this year, no big deal. Like, no, this is a year to go get it done. It's wide open. Well, so this is a year to do that.
And so this is where it comes back to why last night's fourth quarter was really important, is because you can look at any team that has a winning record and for the most part say, like, well, there's a fluky thing that happened here, and they got lucky here, and they had the other team had injuries here. Like, you can pick apart a ton of wins. But there were some instances with the Patriots, and it goes back to even that second half, that Buffalo game, where you go, the way that they're winning, can that really be replicated? Like, when you have 100 yards of offense in the second half against Buffalo, and 65 of them come from a Travion Henderson rushing touchdown, is that really the way that you want to roll into the playoffs? But when you look at the fourth quarter, and you have Drake May with 139 passing yards, you can go, yeah, you don't want him to do that every game, but you know your quarterback is good. You know your quarterback is really legit. And I think that's where it comes down to, even earlier in the season, the other clutch time game that they had against Miami. That was like Antonio Gibson pulling something out of his butt.
Yeah,
like,
good point.
It just, sorry, not the most elegant way that I'm speaking this morning.
That's fine.
But that's what it was. And so you go, yeah, you want those fluky things to break your way, to change you from being a 10-win team to a 12-win team. But you're at least like a 10-win team in terms of your caliber of talent, I think.
Well, and you have arguably the best quarterback left in the AFC. And, you know, if you would argue Josh Allen, I'm not saying you're wrong, but you can make a case you have the best quarterback in the AFC. And that's going to go a long way in these playoffs. Pat's going back to the postseason for the first time since 2021. Mike Vrabel was asked about his goals heading into the postseason after the game.
Mike, what does it mean to you to be going into the playoffs in your first year, 12-win?
We got long. You know, we're going to try to win the division. You know, we're going to focus on that, and you know, we just take it one day at a time, and whatever happens, we figure out what's the best thing for the team. And I'm excited. It's all a credit to the players. You know, so you know, it's when we win, it's because of them.
Okay, so I always think it's interesting that
when we lose, it's because of Josh McDaniels. That's the second part that got cut off from the clip. It was weird.
Yeah. When we win, it's because of the players. When we lose, I blame Josh. It's a good point. I think it's interesting, though, to hear Vrabel and the players kind of parrot him. So he says that there, right? Our goal is to win the division, which honestly the game last night was kind of irrelevant for all that. They could have lost that game. As long as they took care of business against the Jets and the Dolphins, they would have won the division either way. But that's the next goal. He's not getting ahead of himself. I think May kind of parroted some of that after the game, too.
Yeah, so that was one of the goals. You know, you kind of win the, win the division, and that's still kind of what we're fighting for. And that's, it's awesome to clinch the playoffs, but we want to win the division.
Okay, so I think that's a good sign, especially, I mean, look, they've had three losses this year. Every time they've bounced back, they haven't let it snowball. I think the players mostly have stayed locked in. Keith and I went back and forth on this last week. I'm like, man, I don't like how Vrabel's carrying himself after the loss. It's been a long time since they've lost. I get it. But I don't like him throwing Josh under the bus. I don't like crying about the refs and saying, well, it's just one loss and it's been 84 days. And like, by the way, that's the MVP on the other side. I didn't like how he carried himself after the loss. And Keith's like, well, he kind of deserves the benefit of the doubt at this point in time. They bounce back from their other losses. And they do it again. And I think when you listen to the players, you can mostly hear they're really bought in and locked in on Vrabel's messaging.
They were a happy locker room last week. I'll say that. And I thought Vrabel was like pretty happy all week long, too. Sometimes when you're in there, I feel like that's indicative of how they feel about the matchup. You don't want to read into it too much because maybe somebody just like brought in pizza for everybody. So everyone's in a great mood.
Chick-fil-A day for the media down there. Yeah.
Hey. You know what? We haven't been getting a ton of Chick-fil-A recently, but we did get a nice sushi drop.
I saw that.
The sushi drop was
sick, bro.
No.
Yeah.
It was ultra legit
from Karma Sushi. Shout out.
It looked real nice. Shout out. Nice.
Shout out. It was really, really good. I had some crab rangoon. That was wonderful. But I do think that it is indicative sometimes of like, okay, you know, they're coming off a bad loss. Even in the immediate aftermath of the loss, I've gone into locker rooms where, especially over the last 2 years, where it's like despondent and everybody's giving you a look like, don't even come over and try. Please don't, just leave me alone.
Yeah, we've had some Patriots Monday guests like that.
You have guys that just sit in their towels for like 25 minutes because they know you won't go talk to them like if they're in a towel because it's rude. And you're like, okay, this is difficult. It wasn't like that at all. Like after the Buffalo loss, I really do think that even though they dropped such a big lead, a lot of guys in the locker room said they felt they went toe-to-toe with the best in the league. So they thought that they had a bad half, but that doesn't indicate who they were. And I think that's a little delusional, you know?
Well, me too.
Whole locker room's delusional in a good way.
Fine.
Look at Robert Spillane.
That's fine. They are delusional, and maybe it's in a good way. But I agree. They had already beaten Buffalo. So to me, it proved nothing
that you held in with them. They stole one.
Yeah.
That's how it was. Oh, they got that one. Oh, shucks. We'll get them next week.
For right now, they're right. We're wrong. Or I'm wrong anyways. We'll see if there's a rematch with Buffalo.
Nothing new.
No, I'm very familiar with that, to be honest. Meanwhile, we had a couple of things I want to circle back to on the more negative side. What was up with the fake punt? And if you forget the situation, it was late in the third quarter. Zay Flowers just had his 18-yard touchdown run to put put Baltimore in front. Which, by the way, rewinding it to the previous drive, I actually agreed with the Patriots not going for it on 4th-and-2. You mentioned the deep shot to Ramondre Stevenson on 3rd down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't necessarily love that play call. I thought they might take a deep shot there to go for it on 4th down. But I applauded them in real time when they kicked that field goal. I'm like, most weeks I'd want to be aggressive on 4th-and-2 that deep in your opponent's territory. This week, without Lamar, take the points and make Tyler Huntley beat you. And the Ravens go down the field, 6 plays, 65 yards. They convert a big 3rd down to DeAndre Hopkins where he's juggling it on the sideline. They review it. It's a catch. Zay Flowers runs it in from 18 yards out. Now Baltimore's in front 17-13. So on the next drive, you're only down 4. It's Tyler Huntley. They run the fake punt on 4th-and-10. Marte Mapu was going to throw like across his body, like he's Patrick Mahomes or Matt Stafford or somebody.
So apparently Marte Mapu was a high school quarterback.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
Okay.
It was something that I didn't know until last night.
I didn't pretend to know that either. Was he a good one?
I don't have that much.
Can he throw going to his right across his body against Baltimore who has 2 defenders ready
for
it?
If Mac Jones can't do it, Marte Mapu is not going to be able to execute that well. 9 times out of 10, maybe it worked 1 time in practice during the week. Otherwise, that was cute.
So thank you. Mike Vrabel was ready. I tweeted this. I'm like, he might have just cost himself the coach of the year based on that decision. Never mind the second guessing. You're going to come out and make fun of your play caller for a double pass that gets you 13 yards. You call that cute, and then you want to pull this stunt? And I know how fake punts work. Like, typically, if you get a look, it's already in the game plan. If you get that look, you're going to execute the play. But the head coach can call that off at any point in time. You either go for it or you don't. That's on Vrabel. That was horrible. And it's not like they needed a yard. They needed 10. And they were only down 4 to Tyler Huntley. Like, I felt like that was super, super panicky.
It was kind of dramatic.
Yeah.
It was an overreaction.
It was an overreaction.
And it, like, was like, we got to turn this all around right now. Instead of just going looking at it and saying, look who's on the other side. You can chip away at this. You're fine.
You give them the ball in plus territory at the 44. So again, Tyler Huntley only has to go 44 yards. If you punt, make him go 75. Make him go 80. They didn't do that. They go 7 plays, 44 yards. Henry gets his touchdown from 22 yards out. And I'm sorry, he had the 22-yard run, and then he had the 2-yard touchdown run as well, which was his last touch of the game, ironically. I thought that was a massive, massive panic move. It obviously didn't work. If it did, we'd probably be celebrating the crap out of it. But 4th and 10 with Tyler Huntley on the other side, I hated it, and I thought it was going to lose him the game. The other thing that I didn't love last night, and we were talking about this before the show, Mego, is Christian Gonzalez, who, it's one thing to give up some catches to Zay Flowers, who is lightning quick, you know, getting open in short areas and small spaces. That's a tough cover for Gonzalez. I get that. The corpse of DeAndre Hopkins to me was another thing, where he's making plays on the sidelines. That wasn't the juggling third down catch. That one was on, I think, Carlton Davis, if I'm not mistaken.
No, there was another one.
There was one on Christian Gonzalez where I'm like, what the hell's going on with this guy? And I think one of the tells that Vrabel's a little concerned about Gonzalez is he kept propping up this same play last night. He did it last night after the game, and he did it again with Courtney and Chris and Wiggy this morning, where he's talking about the play where Gonzalez took down Derrick Henry. He was able to knife through a stiff arm, and he's talking up the run support of Christian Gonzalez, which was abysmal all night.
Oh,
and
they were running Henry right at him.
They were running at him all night
challenging him to solo tackle.
And part of, so he did on that play. I mean, Henry still picked up 4 or 5 yards, whatever it was, but he was able to bring him down and prevent a big play. I think Vrabel understands that either Gonzalez is a little, like, iffy confidence-wise or whatever. I don't know. He was really propping him up after the game for kind of a nothing play. So what's going on with Gonzo last night? And even this year, I've been underwhelmed.
Gonzalez has been up and down. And unfortunately, with that position, you just notice it way more when he's down. And last night, it was every Zay Flowers catch. It looked like he was a step and a half behind him, to the point where, when they showed a graphic, I want to say at some point in the second or third quarter from the NBC broadcast, they had Gonzalez up there and they were talking about how great he was and that he had held 3 of 6 targets. And I was like, really? I feel like Zay Flowers has had like 5 catches on him. He finished the first half with 4 catches with 57 receiving yards. But I feel like at least all three of those must have come from Gonzalez. And I was kind of surprised to see that stat. He's a tough one to crack. And some of it, I felt like their secondary in particular, when Lamar was out there, was getting picked apart because they were stacking so heavily against the box against Derrick Henry and trying to put that like heavy front against him and try to keep the run from happening, especially in that first opening drive. That wasn't just a typical, defense let up a score on the opening drive.
Oh.
They picked apart the secondary to the point where you go, good God. Like, you can't let Lamar get the ball again. This is going to be a gouging.
Yeah, well, that's what it felt like early. It was one thing for, you know, Derrick Henry to run all over him. I half expected that. I didn't think Zay Flowers was going to look like he looked early in the game on Christian Gonzalez. And again, Hopkins was another thing. Twitch chat says Jones talking about Hopkins like he's 38 years old. He's basically Diggs' age. Well, yeah, they're the same age. They're roughly the same age, but Hopkins has done nothing all year. Like, Diggs is closing in on 1,000 yards this year. Like, one's been way more productive. Like, Hopkins has nothing left in the tank, whether they're the same age or not.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's irrelevant. Marcus is in the car. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to touch on, like, the whole, inflated schedule type of deal that's been going on all year. I understand it is. Everyone knows it is, and that it kind of, is a double-edged sword, whether we make a Super Bowl run and win the Super Bowl. Everyone's going to say, well, that was a gimme. Or if we are one and done in the playoffs, and if you're going to say, well, yeah, because you guys had a bad schedule. Understandable both ways. But that aside, I'd like to look at this just in the light of, looking towards the future, that they are now a walking advertisement for next offseason and, bringing in, big name additions to the team. And granted, we got Diggs in the offseason. That's a nice win. But now we're really looking at, a culture being built in that organization and, really to look forward to that makes it easier.
Marcus, I don't know that that's why anybody's going to sign here. They're going to sign here because of the money. Right? Free agency. I mean, that's typically what happens.
What about the millionaire's tax?
So, I mean, add that on to it as well if you want to. But,
say that sarcastically.
They have an MVP caliber quarterback. They have a winning culture. I'm sure guys want to play for Vrabel, all things being equal. But the Patriots have to make it equal. So, yeah, they seem like a good destination for free agents. You got to pay them.
Jones, they're going to have the new workout center.
Yeah.
They've been building it. They're going to have the new workout and conditioning center.
I've seen it. Doesn't exactly look state of the art.
You've seen the inside?
No. I've seen the exterior.
Oh, yeah. We've all seen the exterior.
No, but I'm saying
for years.
Sick brag, bro.
I don't think it looks very state of the art.
Based on what? It looks like an office building from the outside.
That's exactly it.
What's it supposed to look like?
Have you seen some of these workout centers?
You want it to be like all glass sky
dome? Yes.
Okay.
It looks like
you could see what all the guys were doing in there. That's not productive.
Okay. But that also, I think, is representative of maybe going the extra mile on that thing and not cutting corners.
From the stadium over to the
I want something.
Center.
It looks like they're cutting corners on it like they do with most things. And so, look, if they spend on free agents, great. They did last year. They landed some free agents.
Well, they won't be able to because they're spending on the workout and conditioning center.
Well, get ready for it. Or they're going to look at it and say, well, we have the MVP and we won 12 games. We don't need to spend like crazy in free agency. We just did that last year. We're not going to do it again.
Don't do that. The best players you picked up were free agents.
So, I mean, look, let's see. I would tell you that you can win all the games. You can have a coach guys want to play for. You can have an MVP candidate.
What about Stephon Diggs?
What about him?
He's going to bring anybody in? Him and Cardi B? I mean, they're lifting it up to another level. You got celebrities in New England again.
Was he bringing free agents to Buffalo?
Well, but come on. Boston's a little different than Buffalo.
It's Foxborough.
Boston, according to the broadcast. I see the downtown skyline all the time.
It's true.
How beautiful. There's the palm.
617-779-7937. Yeah, I mean, I hope they continue to add to this team. That's an off-season discussion, though. We'll get to your feedback on this. We also have an update on the Red Sox actually doing something later on in the hour. Billy Lanning with all the latest on that. And when we come back, let's look at some potential playoff matchups for the Patriots. Who do you want to face? Who do you want to avoid? Again, right after the update.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.